The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More calls have been raised to move Bishop Casey's body out of the Galway Cathedral crypt. That's according to a new Amarach poll published in the Daily Mail. The poll, which has found as much as 60% of those aged 55 and over would like to see the bishop's remains removed, is a month after the Galway Dais issued its last statement on the controversial matter. Anne Sheridan is news editor at the Irish Daily Mail and joins me now. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you fill us in on the views of people about Bishop Casey's remains being disinterred from Galway Cathedral? I mean, I didn't know that people cared that much.
They certainly seem to care. I mean, it's now a month on since the programme aired on RT1 that was Bishop Casey's Buried Secrets, which is still available on the RT player. It's now a month on. We have had two statements from the Galway Diocese. The debate and the discussion around Bishop Casey's life, how the church handled the allegations against him, and indeed his interment in the crypt of Galway Cathedral in 2017, which is now more than 7 years on, is still a subject of fierce debate and discussion amongst an awful lot of people. What the poll in the Irish Daily Mail today shows is that there is quite a degree of consensus amongst those aged over 55 in particular. So this was a poll conducted by Amarach for the Irish Daily Mail and DMG Media. When you dig down into the figures, it shows that amongst the over 55s, 60% are in favour of disinterment, 20% are not in favour, and 21% say they don't know. Now, overall, the figures are somewhat different. There's 49% in favour, 17% say no, and again, 35% say they don't know. When it comes to this issue, and it's obviously a very delicate, sensitive and complex issue for a lot of people, and it certainly is for the church, what we do see across the poll is that there is a high percentage of people who don't know how they feel about the matter, or they certainly can't answer the question, or maybe they are unfamiliar with the issues at hand. When you look at the younger age group in particular, amongst the 18 to 24 year old age profile, 59% of people say they don't know. But yet when it comes to the people aged 55 and above, that drops quite considerably down to 21%. Mm. Now, we know that those people who are aged 55 and above currently would have been born in and around 1969 when Bishop Eamon Casey was appointed Bishop of Kerry. So they would obviously have been extremely young then. They would have just been born, but they would have been aged in their 20s in 1992. When the revelations about his affair with Annie Murphy first broke, and
but
that he followed.
I mean, in truth, this is not really about Annie Murphy anymore, because in the wake of the scandals that emerged from the church about priests and the abuse of children, minors, you know, a cleric, even a senior cleric like a bishop, having an affair with a mature grown woman, kind of dimmed in terms of its controversial value compared to the scandal of priests abusing children. So it was the subsequent revelations really that have influenced this particular attitude.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what the documentary revealed and what the Irish Mail on Sunday also previously revealed as well is that there were a number of allegations of child sexual abuse made against Bishop Casey during his lifetime. There were three allegations within the Limerick Diocese. There was one in Kerry and there was also one in Galway, which allegedly occurred right up until his time as Bishop of Galway in the 1980s. You then also have a number of adult matters separate and completely distinct from Annie Murphy. You have a number of consensual relationships with adult women, which the church regarded as an abuse of trust. You also had an unwanted sexual advance to another woman in Limerick as well too. So the more recent controversies centre around the allegations against him, but also in particular how the church handled those allegations, how the Vatican dealt with Bishop Casey, how they certainly tried to keep this quietly below the parapet. He was seemingly buried with a funeral and given the full honours of someone who was at one point regarded as a prince of the church. Now, what we also know is that the Vatican did not want to have anything to do with Bishop Casey's funeral. They were not involved in the decision to inter him in the crypt of Galway Cathedral. So a source of great upset amongst viewers of the documentary and especially amongst survivors of child sexual abuse.
Now, perhaps all of us in media should have been more alert to the fact that the Papal Nuncio didn't show up for the interment in Galway Cathedral, which perhaps should have prompted maybe inquiries from us about why not.
Absolutely. There was a number of, I won't say glaring signs that he wasn't a bishop or a member of the clergy in good standing. But there was a number of bishops and indeed archbishops in Ireland who didn't attend the funeral. Now, they subsequently, to me and to perhaps other members of the media as well, gave statements to say that they weren't available, that they had prior commitments. But as we have seen in the case of other bishops or an archbishop who may have passed away in Ireland, there are potentially up to three representatives of the Vatican present at such funerals. In Bishop Casey's case, there was none.
Now, I don't want to get into matters too deeply theological, but the whole idea of abhorring the sin but loving the sinner, this is a kind of a mantra that the Church uses from time to time in terms of all sorts of things that they found unacceptable or against the rules. Here you have a situation where someone has, if you like, committed abhorrent sins, but the whole notion of divine mercy and all the rest of it would suggest that maybe we should be kinder in death to this offender than the poll suggests.
There would certainly be some people who would take that view. I know a number of columnists have written that his remains should remain in the crypt of Galway Cathedral, and this should almost stand as a monument to hypocrisy, if you like, in terms of the Catholic Church and how it dealt with such men and such members of the clergy who presented one face to the public and yet behind closed doors were very different people altogether. That's one point of view. I don't think that's very helpful to survivors of abuse in general, and I certainly don't think it's helpful to survivors of
Bishop Casey. So to be given the luxury, if you like, of a crypt burial, interment there, it's not a burial, it's an interment there in the crypt, would seem to be over generous to a man who had offended against so many people.
Yes, it was, absolutely. It's actually contrary to the guidelines that are set out by the Church themselves. Now, they have a set of protocols for funerals for members of the clergy who are removed from ministry due to credible allegations of child sexual abuse. No funeral such as that received by Bishop Casey would ever have been conceived for a member of the clergy accused of child sexual abuse. This was a rare occasion in Ireland, and it presented an unknown for the Galway diocese, if you like. They were caught between a rock and a hard place in terms of how do we honour a bishop who the public knows has committed a sin within the eyes of a church in terms of having an affair with Annie Murphy. But some members of the Galway diocese and certainly of the church hierarchy at large would have been aware that he was taking much darker sins with him to his grave. And church protocol states that a funeral for someone who has been accused, that it isn't as lavish, it's not regarded as pompous, that it must be much quieter, dignified, and it must be very attuned to the sensitivities of the survivors and any victims who have been affected by this person. So in reality, it should have been a very much toned down, muted funeral and burial. However, the dilemma for the church was that the public were never made aware of why he was removed from ministry.
Now, did they know, the people in Galway who permitted this? This is the question. I mean, we talk about the Vatican knowing and maybe not wanting this to show its head above the parapet, but the people who were organising all of this in Galway, they knew about Annie Murphy. Did they know about anything else?
Some members of the Galway diocese would have been aware of what was on their file in relation to Bishop Casey. They would have repeatedly answered questions from myself and from members in RTE in relation to allegations that were against him on file. Now, quite a long period of time, Galway Diocese always maintained that they only had one complaint of alleged child sexual abuse on file in relation to Bishop Casey. Then at a certain point in time in the course of our investigation, that changed to a position of, well, we have now reviewed fully all the files that we have. And there's not only one allegation, there's actually five allegations of child sexual abuse on file, as well as a number of complaints made by adult women as well. Now, their position at that time in terms of defending it was that the then Bishop of Galway, Bishop Brendan Kelly, had just recently taken up the position of the Bishop of Galway and that he was not fully aware or across the full file on Bishop Casey.
So what is the latest holding statement? They said it was a complex matter. I'm just doing this from memory, and they would not make a decision just yet. I mean, were they hoping that the fuss would die down, and this poll will certainly reignite the fuss? Were they hoping it would all die down and it wouldn't become a non-issue, and maybe under cover of darkness sometime they would remove him to a different place of interment?
That is potentially the case. I mean, I don't think the church rushes into any such decisions lightly or quickly. The last statement that the Galway Diocese issued was on July the 29th. That's a full month on tomorrow. They said at that point in time that they needed time and space to reflect on these decisions and for also to allow consultation to develop. They said at that time the consultation had already begun. Now, that might merely have been a discussion about the views of the public and whether the parishioners of the diocese and the lay faithful actually wanted Bishop Casey to remain in the crypt. But we don't know where it has gone on from that point in time. Certainly, you would imagine that members of Bishop Casey's family would be consulted in the first instance. Survivors should have been consulted, or their views should have been taken into account. That has never happened, and we don't know at this point in time, is the Galway Diocese in touch with Archbishop Eamon Martin or the Papal Nuncio in terms of their representatives here as to what the church believes should now happen.
And thank you very much for joining us, Anne Sheridan, news editor for the Irish Daily Mail.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.